In January 2011, StoryCorps, which is the largest oral history project of its kind, came to Birmingham, to the Civil Rights Institute. And they brought a mobile recording booth, and community members were invited to record their stories. And people from all over the Birmingham area came. I think they collected about approximately 130 interviews. And our facility, Digital Media, here at UAB, was a partner, community partner with StoryCorps.
So what was that experience like, and what was it like for your students as well?
They've spent a lot of time in the field doing interviews with various community members, making short documentary films. And we asked students to revisit with some of their community members and take them into the StoryCorps booth. And it was incredibly rewarding. They were able to sit down and talk in a very informal manner and collect kind of stories that make people's lives interesting and not just kind of what they read in the history books.
Can you talk a little bit more in depth about the interviews? Was there anyone that stood out to you the most?
We combed through the 130 interviews, and our students identified interviews with various community members that kind of caught their attention. And it's a variety of community members. So we have people like Yancey Williams, who is an educator in inner-city Birmingham schools, talking about some of the challenges that he has faced as an educator. We have people like our notable retired federal judge, U.W. Clement, talking to his daughter, Michelle. His story kind of reveals his grandparents' story of coming off of a plantation in Mississippi. We have people who were civil rights activists, like Annie Pearl Avery, as well as just really kind of neighborhood stories about Rosedale, one of the oldest African-American communities in Birmingham. We have Percy Harris and Norman Floyd, neighbors in Rosedale, talking to each other.
So going back to the civil rights movement, this year marks the 50th anniversary of some pivotal moments in the civil rights movement here in Alabama. So how does this project tie in with the commemoration?
All year, UAB is making an effort to highlight the history in the community that we reside in. And so it's very important, I think, for our students to understand the history, understand Birmingham, understand, you know, UAB's connection to civil rights history. So for the remainder of the year, we are looking to continue collecting griot stories. So we are seeking community partnerships to collect African-American stories so that we can preserve them, transcribe them, and archive them here at the university.
Did your students have any sort of challenges with this process as far as editing it down, these rich stories, to make it compact yet be able to tell the same narrative in a strict time format?
So if you can imagine, when people go into the StoryCorps booth, it's very informal, and it's really based on a conversation and the premise that the best stories are between loved ones. So when the interviews are collected, they're about anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour long, and it's very conversational style, two people asking questions. Then the interviews come to the students, and their challenge is to create a short edited piece, anywhere from, you know, an hour to about 2 minutes. So you can imagine that's a really difficult process, and so many of them have so many stories. So we just encourage students to figure out some of the hidden gems in the interviews. And it's usually, you know, something really, you know, sometimes mundane about how child rearing happens in Rosedale back in the day, how all community members were kind of involved in making sure kids behaved themselves. These little stories were the gems in the larger interviews. And so students had a hard time, but they found the process really rewarding nonetheless.
And on that note, what did your students take away from this experience, or what do you hope they took away from the experience?
That history is a lived experience, and it resides with people who live it. And so we go through and study civil rights, and we learn landmark cases that affect, you know, the civil liberties of our population. We look at kind of benchmark dates, but it's really how people experience those times, which I think is most important. And so I think students walk away with a sense of kind of a deeper understanding, a more nuanced understanding of the people who lived during that time.